Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having going to have a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, who is here. He's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without him. He's chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers and their economic forecaster over there. And they produce an outstanding monthly report on where things are. And Chad, we get Chad on as often as he can spend the time with us. We love having him on to talk to us about the most recent one, which was the which is kind of their first quarter report now, and it just out recently, and I've asked him to join us to talk about that. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's always fun to be on your show, Jim.
So it's good to have you here.
Happy.
Hey, Chad, before we get into your report completely, yeah. I'm sure we'll touch on it in this segment with what I'm going to ask you, but I wrote an article about this weekend. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So we've got the most recent jobs report showed 20,000 jobs, which is really, really low from what we have been getting over the last couple of years. But at the same time, the NFIB reported that small businesses broke a 45-year hiring record, 5.53 employees per firm, a 45-year record. And so what struck me when I saw those two numbers, only 20,000 net jobs nationally, small businesses break a 45-year record. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? And if you look at the media that really just throws lip service at the NFIB's report, they report it, and yours too, but they don't really give it the service that they give the major the big companies. So they talked about what a disappointing report it was and all that in their headlines instead of saying, thank God for small business. That's what I think they should have said in their headlines. Thank God for small business. What do you think, Chad?
Well, I think that number, the 20,000 number for non-farm payrolls for February, but also 4,000, just 4,000 for manufacturing. I don't think most analysts on that day really believed that number. The reality is we had ADP come out a couple days before. Now, ADP is not always accurate, but it's a fairly good proxy. It had about 180,000 jobs for February, yeah, and about 15 or so, 17,000, I think it was, for manufacturing. I think that was really the real number. What I have heard is that the key week where they were doing the survey, it was a very snowy day. So there could have been some weather impacts in that number. I mean, my sense is that when we get the February data from BLS, that it will either be revised up or we'll have a nice huge rebound. So I don't think anyone really took that number as seriously as it could have been, especially given that everyone, and you see this in the NFIB survey, but in our survey as well. This, yeah, is the number one issue, right? Manufacturers in general have averaged around 20,000 workers per month over the last year, so really solid growth. We've added almost 1.4 million workers since the end of the Great Recession. Non-farm payrolls are up over 200,000 over the last year, so I think the overall trend line is a much more encouraging one, certainly more consistent with what the NFIB number is showing than I think that what 20,000 figure shows.
I agree, but I didn't think they looked around enough. I just didn't see any kind of attempt to find other sources, in my opinion. And when I reported with Bill, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, on their 45-year record, I said, "Where's the reporting on this?" And don't you agree that's shameful that they don't include more of that in their reporting, the National Business News reporters?
I mean, I think that they need to cover more of it. I mean, they do cover something known as, you know, the job openings numbers. We got new job openings data last week, an all-time high. It's actually the headline on my Monday report this week. All-time high for job openings in the U.S.
I mean,
7.5 million job openings in the U.S.
That's up about a million and a half over the last several years, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a gap of about a million. There's actually about 6.5 million job open people who are actually actively looking for work right now. So there's a gap of about a million people there.
So you're saying, let me make sure I get this straight. There are more people looking, or more jobs than there are people looking?
There's more jobs than people looking.
We've got a deficit of 7 million jobs going wanting more than the people looking.
Yes,
and
right.
Those 6.5 million either aren't qualified or they don't know how to get a job. They don't know how to apply for a job.
Well, they're just actively looking right now, That's the challenge.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. 22, right back with Chad Moutray. He's with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.